السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
One day the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, went out for a walk with his companions. Along the way, the blessings and help of Allah the Almighty were mentioned by someone, upon which the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, said, "Even though God the Almighty is so emphatically displaying illuminating signs to support the truthfulness of the movement, others still do not open their eyes to this." The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, said, "Once an opponent wrote a letter to me, saying, 'Your opponents leave no stone unturned to oppose you, yet we are unable to explain one thing, which is why everything you say still turns out to be always successful, despite this opposition.' Hence, these were the promises of God the Almighty, which were all fulfilled. The opposition was fierce not only then, but rather, the opponents continue to raise a storm of opposition today also. However, this movement, with the grace of Allah the Almighty, continues to grow and flourish. Wherever in the world opponents try to suppress or eliminate Ahmadis, where in those countries Allah the Almighty increases the levels of sacrifice of the Ahmadis, there He also provides the means Himself in other countries for the Jamaat to progress and spread. If we had tried purely based on our personal efforts to open up these new avenues for the Jamaat, we would never have been able to succeed. And so there is no doubt that Ahmadiyyat is a tree planted by the hands of God the Almighty, and it will continue to spread, grow, and flourish, inshallah, in accordance with the promises of Allah the Almighty, inshallah. At this time, I will present some accounts of how Allah the Almighty is conferring His blessings and bounties in the current era, and how He is opening people's hearts and is spreading the message of Ahmadiyyat to them. Our missionary from Niger writes, "During a preaching expedition, we took a dirt road, where we preached and then moved on after. When we returned to the same road 3 days later and were passing by the village Gedaiti, people stopped us there. They said, "We had all been waiting for you to return. Come now to the Imam." When we went to the Imam, he said to us, "Hand us the bed form immediately, as we all want to take the oath of initiation." The missionary says that I explained to him not to be hasty in taking the bed. However, the Imam replied, "Allah the Almighty has made us satisfied, and so we have no doubts regarding the truthfulness of the Jamaat." How did Allah the Almighty reassure them? He explained the incident relating to this and said, "After you passed by here and left, a senior Wahhabi Imam from the city of Marwi arrived with his delegation and kept on saying, 'Ahmadis are kafir, or infidels. And so why have you allowed infidels to enter your mosque? And why have you permitted them to preach?' Upon this, the village imam responded, 'This precisely is the difference between you and Ahmadis. Since coming here, you have said nothing apart from that they are kafir, or infidels. And for the whole time the Ahmadis were here, they spoke of nothing except the Quran and the Hadith, the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If based on this Ahmadis are kufr, then we are pleased with such kufr, and we want to be this type of kafirs.' Upon this, the senior Wahhabi cleric left in disappointment, whilst the people of the village insisted to our missionary that he should give them the bed form before leaving. However, he did not have it with him, but nonetheless beds took place there, and now a large Jamaat has been established. Then the missionary from Tabora, Tanzania writes, "A large Jamaat was established here, which is 35 miles from the city of Tabora, and its foundations were laid by an Ahmadi, Suleiman Juma Sahib. He would travel there to preach and distribute pamphlets. As a result, some people there took the bed. After this, the Muallim made repeated and frequent visits there to preach, and subsequently more people took the bed. And now, with the grace of the Almighty Allah, the number of people joining continues to increase there. The members of the Jamaat are poor, however, they are immersed with faith. And according to their circumstances, they have made a mosque made of clay, and all members there contribute towards Jannah." Similarly, Amir Sahib Mali writes, "A major imam of the Tijaniya sect, Adam Dinkara Sahib, took the bed, and when doing so said, 'For a long time I have been hearing about the Jamaat on audio cassettes and on radio.' Hazur says that with the grace of the Almighty Allah, we have numerous radio stations in Mali. We have FM radio stations which span a range of 70 to 80 miles. And so with the grace of the Almighty Allah, the scope of tabligh is very widespread there. So Adam Dinkara Sahib's late father was a senior imam of the Tijaniya sect and had converted 93 mushrik or polytheist villages into Muslims. One day, Adam Sahib saw his late father in a dream telling him that Ahmadiyyat alone is the true path and you should make great efforts to propagate it." In other words, the father is saying this to the son. After this, he met our Muallim and travelled with him to a village for preaching. The people of this village were previously mushrik or polytheist, and through his, that is Adam Sahib's father, had become Muslims. Thus the Imam of this village, who is 87 years old at present, was a very close friend of Adam Sahib's father. When he met the Imam said, "I had heard the Jamaat being propagated on radio. Ahmadiyyat alone is the true path, and you should make great efforts to propagate it." Hence, the Imam repeated the exact same words that Adam Sahib's father had said to him in the dream. In other words, the same words were made to be said by his father's friend. That night he preached, and with the grace of the Almighty Allah, 3,400 bayats occurred. So the account continues, "Then we went to propagate the message to another village, Sagrala Dhaka, where people had gathered together, and we preached to them." Hazur says that he thought that there were no Ahmadis there. So he relates in the account, "After a little while, what happened is that people got up and left, and brought a picture of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, and a picture of me, that is of Hadrat Khalifatul Masih V, as well as bringing some pamphlets. When we started preaching, we realized that this was the same Jamaat that our late brother would mention. He says that he had a brother, Ghaso Fofana Sahib, who went to Ghana and accepted Ahmadiyyat. Later, he settled in the city of Bobo-Jelaso in Burkina Faso. So he relates that when he came to meet us in 2010, he had these photos and books with him. He fell ill here and passed away. Today Allah the Almighty has connected us to this Jamaat which our brother used to preach to. And the people of the village said, 'We all take the bed today.' And with the grace of Allah the Almighty, approximately 1,000 people entered the Jamaat on that day. Then from the Jima region in Mali, the Muallim Sahib writes, 'One day an Ahmadi from our region, Abdul Salam Duravare Sahib, went to a neighboring village. The villagers present there said to him, "It has not rained here for a long time. If your Jamaat is truthful, then pray for it to rain. If it does rain, we will be convinced that your Jamaat is really truthful, and that you have divine support and help." Subsequently, Abdul Salam Sahib offered two nawafil, or optional prayers, and prayed with great humility and intensity that, "O Allah, shower rain upon this village today for the truthfulness of your Mahdi." This Mu'allim in question is an indigenous local of Mali. He prayed for a sign to be shown to support the truth of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. He said that after supplicating, clouds started gathering there, and such heavy rain descended that it started to flood everywhere. A short while later, people approached Abdul Salam Sahib and said, "We now know that the Ahmadiyya Jamaat is truthful and is from God the Almighty." Thus the entire village took bayat and entered the fold of the community. Observe how Allah the Almighty displays signs. Not necessarily will signs be shown in this manner everywhere. However, the pious nature of the aforementioned people meant Allah the Almighty wanted to guide them, and thus signs manifested for them. Our Yusuf Odusi Sahib was a local missionary from Ghana who has now passed away. He related one of his incidents. He says that one of our Da'ilillah, Abdullah Sahib, was preaching to the locals of a place called Lambua, when they asked him to pray for rain. Abdullah Sahib announced that as he was conveying the message of the Imam Mahdi, the prayers would be answered. And so at night it rained. With the grace of Allah the Almighty, that same night at around 1 a.m. heavy rain descended upon that region. Witnessing this sign of the acceptance of prayers, a very large number of people from that region were unable to accept Ahmadiyyat. Then Amir Sahib Ivory Coast writes, a female new convert, Fatima Sahib, relates that after accepting Ahmadiyyat, she attained true satisfaction and fulfillment, as it had enlightened her with the true Islam. She said that following Islam had now become extremely easy, as all innovations had been removed, as the teachings of Ahmadiyyat are indeed the true teachings of Islam. Thus, it is free of all innovations and formalities and complications. She said that she pledges to remain steadfast on Ahmadiyyat until her last breath. Thus, this is the reality of Bayt, which is to adopt the true teachings of Islam. To merely repeat the words of the Bayt or to only verbally claim to be an Ahmadi holds no value. In fact, it entails saving oneself from all innovations and useless customs and adopting the true teachings of Islam. The new Ahmadis are joining with such zeal and passion, while sometimes old Ahmadis become slack. The old Ahmadis should develop and maintain that same spirit, lest tomorrow the new Ahmadis become their teachers instead. A new convert from Ivory Coast, Dure Aluli Sahib, writes that after doing the Bayt, he has excelled in his spirituality and he has begun to derive pleasure, enjoyment and tranquility in his prayers. He has also improved in his practical conduct and found it much easier to practice Ahmadiyyat. Through the true Islam and through the literature of the community, his knowledge and insight has further developed. Thus, although these people are living in distant lands, yet when they accept Ahmadiyyat, there is a transformation in their actions and they begin to form a relationship with God the Almighty. And this is something that every Ahmadi needs to strive for. The missionary in charge of Guinea-Conakry writes that Sila Sahib once came to the mission house for the purpose of collecting some donations from the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat in order to build a mosque in his village. He states that, I gave him an introduction of the Jamaat and told him about the advent of the promised Messiah on whom be peace. After a very lengthy meeting, he became so happy and said that you have opened my eyes, and that he wished that the missionary could come to his village so that his message could reach everyone. Therefore, according to the program, he went to the village, and by the grace of God the Almighty, the whole village and also the neighboring approximately 5 villages accepted Ahmadiyyat. Sila Sahib states that ever since he has done the Bayt of the promised Messiah on whom be peace, he has experienced such a spiritual change that he has never felt before. By the grace of God the Almighty, he has devoted his 2 sons, and one of them will be joining Jamia Ahmadiyya Sierra Leone this year, and the other son will be joining the year after. He also states that he has attained such spiritual tranquility which he had been searching years for. The missionary in the Tournagu region of Benin writes, that quite a while back, while their mosque was being constructed, a Christian priest there happened to walk by. Seeing such a beautiful mosque, he praised it and he asked who this mosque belonged to. And the Muallim, Ishaq Sahib, who was there at the time, told him that it belonged to the Ahmadis and that they are all Ahmadis. The Christian priest told him that he had lived in the Swalu town and had the opportunity to listen to the preaching of the Ahmadis, and that they are truthful people, and you have chosen the right faith, and now you should practice it in the best possible manner. Our Mu'allim asked that if according to him they are truthful, then why do you not join them? The priest replied that indeed Ahmadiyyat, that is Islam, is a true faith. Therefore you should remain in this faith. But because of certain compulsions I cannot. But the reality is that you are correct. However, there are some people who are not fearful of this world and face no compulsions, and God the Almighty opens their hearts. A Christian priest from Congo accepted Ahmadiyyat, after which there was a notable change within him. He states that I had worked as a Christian priest for many years and educated people about religion, but never felt satisfied, nor did I attain nearness to God Almighty until I joined Ahmadiyyat. Now, Ahmadiyyat is everything for me. An Ahmadi from Algeria writes about his family's acceptance of Ahmadiyyat. He states that his mother saw in a dream that a sheikh, a religious leader, has come to her house and is imparting the virtuous teachings of Islam to her children, and as a result it has a very positive impact on their house, and there is a lot of regard for this person. His mother writes that one day her daughter was watching TV and was changing through various channels and suddenly stopped at MTA. He states that at the time my image, that is Hazur's image, was being shown on MTA, and she jumped in excitement and said that this was the same person that appeared in her dream. After this, she began watching MTA regularly and learned that the Imam Mahdi, who the world is awaiting for, had appeared. And so in November 2013, she did the bayat and entered Ahmadiyyat. She writes that after the bayat, all her sorrows and worries transformed into happiness once she became Ahmadi. The fear that she had over her children's upbringing because of the social ills was removed through the environment of the Jamaat and their training. Therefore, it is important to introduce the children to an Ahmadi environment. Those who are newly entering the Jamaat are benefiting from this, and so too should the old Ahmadis. Every Ahmadi should remember that if you keep your children in a Jamaat environment, then they will become properly trained and receive proper tarbiyat. And also when you present yourselves as good examples will this happen. The apprehensions that transformed into happiness that she writes about is because she also practically tried to change within herself. Our missionary from Congo writes that in the Kanzote, a town in the Bakongwe province, a local Ahmadi, Toto Sahib, saw in a dream that he had found his Qibla, that is his place of worship, in a different direction. The rest of the people reading their prayer in the direction of the original Qibla, but he and some others had changed their Qibla. However, he was unable to understand his dream. He states that last year somehow they received some pamphlets of the Jamaat, and one of them travelled 260 kilometers to the provincial headquarters of the Jamaat to do further research. And upon his request, a Mu'allim was sent to their village. When our Mu'allim Sahib arrived there and conveyed the true message of Islam, the people of that village accepted it, and he too accepted the message, as well as some of his family members. He then told the others that the dream that he had previously related to them was in fact referring to Ahmadiyyat, that is the true Islam. And so another 17 people did the bayat. After this, many more tabligh or preaching camps were organized and also medical camps. One of his medical students from there also accepted Ahmadiyyat on that day and presented his plot of land for a mosque to be built on. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. Their Jamaat is continuously expanding and many baits are taking place. With regards to the Qibla changing, that it was mentioned, every Muslim has the same Qibla. The Qibla of the Ahmadis is the same as a non-Ahmadis. But it is not just the physical Qibla, that is our faces that have turned. But in fact, it is important to also change the Qibla of the hearts. And it is essential that we focus our attentions purely towards God the Almighty. Therefore, we should remember that we cannot pray by merely facing physically towards the Qibla. But the hearts also need to incline towards God the Almighty. Therefore, we face the Qibla to express that I am facing the Qibla because I have to pray to God the Almighty in all sincerity and seek the reality of the God who is one. Our missionary in charge from Guinea-Conakry writes that Somayo Yawi is a huge village situated 200 kilometers from the capital of Conakry. By the grace of God the Almighty, as a result of continuous communication, the whole village has become Ahmadi as well as several other villages. Considering the large number, we decided to officially form a Jamaat in the area. When we arrived to establish an administrative setup, we found that they were already waiting for us, and among them was the Imam of the Jamia Mosque, who had done the Bayt and had entered Ahmadiyyat. When we told them that we wanted to officially establish the Jamaat there, the village chief offered all of their wealth and possessions, and also said that the Jamia Mosque also belongs to you. In fact, the whole village is yours. He said that we are so happy that we have accepted Ahmadiyyat and the true Islam and have attained this reward in our lifetime, which is priceless. Our eyes have now opened and we have seen the true face of Islam. The Amir Sahib of Congo also writes that the message of the Jamaat reached Laboto through a pamphlet which is situated in a very remote area. The people of that area contacted the Jamaat Center through the email address provided on the pamphlet. The local missionary Mustafa Mahmoud Sahib was then sent to them. He stayed there for 3 months, during the course of which he delivered the message of the Jamaat, met various leaders and gave them the message of the Jamaat. He held question and answer sessions for many days with the Sunnis and Christians. He states that by the grace of God the Almighty, Alhamdulillah, the Jamaat has been established there and more than 60 people have joined Ahmadiyyat. Some of its members have excelled in their devotion to such an extent that one of the members attended the Jalsa in June 2014 and travelled 600 kilometers by boat. Those living in Europe or in the developed countries perhaps have no idea and may think that it can be covered in 6 hours. It is extremely difficult where there are no proper roads or means of transport, and in fact, in many parts of Congo, because of the overflow of rivers, they have no roads, and so they have to travel by boat. Therefore, he travelled 300 kilometers by boat and the remaining 300 kilometers on land. But because he did not have any money for transport, he borrowed his friend's cycle and completed this extremely rigorous journey that may astonish those living in Europe. In fact, many of you may not even be able to imagine it or envisage it. The missionary writes that if one was to witness the state of the cycle, it would be difficult to even imagine how he completed such a long journey on this broken cycle. It is purely the grace of God the Almighty that is increasing the new convert's faith to such an extent. Then our missionary from Lungi writes that last year, after preaching to some of the people from the Lungi region, they decided to join the Jamaat. However, a non-Ahmadi Imam who had recently come after studying in Saudi Arabia and was renowned in the area went to the people and spoke against the Jamaat. As a result, the people of that village refused to do the bayat. He states that on the occasion of the Jalsa Salana Sierra Leone, they were also invited to attend, including the Imam. The Imam Sahib attended the Jalsa Salana and watched the proceedings of the Jalsa. On the second day of the Jalsa, the Imam, along with some other people of his village, came during the night to the missionary, and in the presence of everyone said, "That I swear by God, this Jamaat is truthful, and I will never oppose this Jamaat, and will tell all those who wish to do the bayat to go ahead and do the bayat." Therefore, there are some scholars who have a clean and pious nature, and not all of them cause to deteriorate people's faith. Hafiz Muhammad Sahib from Italy states that I became Ahmadi in my heart since watching the live program on MTA broadcast from Kababir 6 months ago, and God Almighty is witness to this. However, I have not been able to fill in and send the bayat form. I live on my own and my happiness knows no bounds as I have recognized the truth. I am myself a proof of the Imam Mahdi's truthfulness, because in 2008, I was watching MTA when they were discussing the subject of abrogation in the Holy Quran. At the time, I was completely unaware of you and about the Imam Mahdi. I liked the program and continued watching it, and then watched a program of Al-Hiwarul Mubashir on the topic of the reality of jinn. Through this program, I recognized the truthfulness of this Jamaat. This continued until 6 months ago, when in 2013, I saw a program on the survival of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, from the cross and his demise. After watching this program, I felt so much satisfaction and could not bear not doing the bayat any longer, and now I announce my bayat through this program. Then Abdul Hakim Sahib from Algeria writes that I joined a civil defense squad in the 90s because there were many religious organizations that were spreading terrorism within the country in the name of Islam and were killing people and stealing their possessions. This is the state of all of the terrorist organizations that are acting in the name of Islam. He states that our job was to protect their possessions from these kind of people. We had greatly strayed away from Islam. However, I always used to pray to God Almighty that He bring us out of this predicament. I used to be particularly astonished at how can a Muslim even think of killing another Muslim, and especially in the name of jihad and Islam. When the Imam Mahdi shall appear, will he also give commandments to kill? How can the Muslim unite at his hand amidst their disputes and edicts or fatwas of disbelief? He states that one of my old friends, Abbas Sahib, who had become an Ahmadi already, but I did not know at the time, once met me and discussed various issues. He mentioned such a tafsir or commentary of the Holy Quran that I had never heard before and which was completely rational, and my heart felt content after listening to this commentary. He told me that God Almighty has sent the Imam Mahdi to India a century ago and has equipped him with the pen, knowledge and insight through which he has defeated some of the biggest priests, and now his community is following suit. After listening to this, I felt as if God the Almighty had heard all my prayers, and I immediately filled the bayat form and entered this beautiful Jamaat. He states that after a few days, I saw in a dream that I am walking in the dark at night, and I saw a person who grabbed hold of my hand and took me with him. When we reach the shore of the sea, there is a boat and a person is standing near it, and it seems as if he is waiting for us. All three of us board the boat, and I think to myself that who are these people? And so the person who brought me with him says, I am the Holy Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And this is the Imam Mahdi and the promised Messiah, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, peace be upon him. After this, the boat gradually approaches a much bigger ship, and they both say to me, board this ship, go and meet the other passengers, they are your true family. Then see how the words of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, also affects the hearts of the people. Abdulaziz Sahib from Morocco says that I am a teacher of history and geography, and despite the fact that God the Almighty has blessed me with many favors, I was promoted at work and I own a house as well, yet I remain laying in the perdition of my soul. I continued to remain encompassed by sin until God the Almighty granted me the ability to do the bid, and I started studying the books of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. I realized that this is the ointment for my wounds and the treatment for my soul. I began to worry about the purification of my soul and the feeling to write to Hazur for prayers that I may be counted amongst the truthful roused within me. Then the Sadr Jamaat from Spain writes about the help and support of Allah the Almighty with regards to the Shuhada or the martyrs of the Jamaat. He says that when Hazur mentioned Khalil Ahmed Sahib in his sermon, who was martyred in Shekhapura, a Japanese friend, who I knew through propagation of the Jamaat for the past 6 months, called and said that he wants to become an Ahmadi. So I invited him to the mosque, and the proceedings of the bayat commenced, and he did the bayat after hearing about this martyrdom. By the grace of Allah the Almighty, he is involved in the institution of financial sacrifice. Amir Sahib of District Yadgir writes that there was a young man in the city of Yadgir named Manju Nath, who belonged to the Hindu faith. He was studying for a BSc, and a khadim from our Jamaat was studying with him. One day, he needed a notebook for note-taking, so he took the notebook of that khadim, in which long live humanity and love for all, hatred for none, were written. This left a profound effect on his heart, and he thought that in this age, when there is so much disorder everywhere, there can be no more beautiful message than this. This slogan had a very deep effect on his heart, and for further research, he asked the Khadim about Ahmadiyyat, and the Jamaat literature was arranged to be given to him. After studying extensively, he found out that the Jamaat Ahmadiyya is a well-organized and truthful community which strives as much as possible to provide service to humanity. His heart found comfort after gaining a lot of information about the Jamaat, and he did the bayat in March 2014. Therefore, Ahmadi should not only have such slogans, but their practical actions should be similar as well, because as I have stated before, actions are also a means of propagation. For this reason, only sharing your teachings with others will not have an effect. However, people's attentions will be directed towards you when they see your actions. There is a great responsibility on every Ahmadi for this reason. A friend from Egypt, Mahmoud Sahib, writes, by God, you people are on the right path. Alas, I wish that the entire world would start to follow your way. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. For our father did the bayat, then my brother, my mother, myself, my cousin, and my father's cousin did as well. Then the missionary from Bosnia writes, about the sermons Hazur delivered last year on practical reformation. As a result of that, an unexpected number of members are offering Fajr prayers, although the weather in this country is very cold due to snowfalls. Some Ahmadis, new converts, travel 10 kilometers to come here. Since their houses are in the mountainous areas, the route there is extremely difficult. Not only do they come for the prayers, they also bring their friends along with them. Look how entering Ahmadiyyat brings about a transformation, that there is no worry about severe weather conditions and the focus is on populating the mosques. I shall give another example. A Macedonian friend writes that my wife's name is Raza. She attended Jalsa Salana, Germany, and before that she did not observe Parda. So he writes to me that I am very grateful to you that she started wearing hijab after listening to your address to Lajna. Now she observes proper Parda and she is steadfast on Ahmadiyyat. She is also progressing spiritually. So the new female converts, or those women who moved away from the teachings of Islam, when they accept Ahmadiyyat, then by the grace of Allah the Almighty, they try to adopt the true Islamic teachings. For this reason, our children, youth, and also women should pay attention towards observing Islamic customs. It is compulsory upon us to do the things that Allah the Almighty has commanded us to perform, and amongst these commandments, the commandment of observing Parda is a very important one. In any case, the above-mentioned incidents are just a few amongst the countless incidents that I see in the report sent to me, that how Allah the Almighty is showing His signs, how He is guiding people through dreams, how the opposition from the adversaries is directing the hearts of sincere people towards the promised Messiah on whom be peace, how the Christian priests are also acknowledging the truthfulness of Islam, how people are progressing in knowledge and wisdom after accepting the promised Messiah on whom be peace, how attention towards reformation of one's actions is developing. Therefore, are all these things occurring as a result of any human efforts? No, on the contrary, all these things truly illustrate that God the Almighty's help and support for the truthfulness of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam, on whom be peace. These things prove the superiority of the religion that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought by proving the truthfulness of the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the advent of the Imam of the latter days. These things generate understanding and perception of Allah the Almighty's being by informing others about the whereabouts of those who strive to follow the true religion of Allah the Almighty. People ask, where is God, or does He even exist? The righteous people, those who have a sincere disposition, they show that God exists. Alas, at those who do not believe in the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite claiming to be Muslim, and they accept what their so-called scholars say, and they refuse to accept the truth. A Christian, an atheist, a Hindu understand the fact that these signs are a proof of the truthfulness of Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's finality of prophethood. On the contrary, despite being Muslims, and instead of setting Allah the Almighty as their guide, instead of asking Him to show the way, the majority of Muslims ask these scholars to show the way. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said about these scholars that they will be the root cause of the mischief and disorder of this time. Hence, after listening to the incidents of the new converts, we should pray for everyone's spiritual development. We should also pray for the Muslim Ummah, that they may be granted wisdom by Allah the Almighty, and that they adorn this world and the next, after accepting the Imam of the Age. At this time, the condition of the Muslim Ummah deserves mercy. Leaders are wronging the people. The people are fighting against their leaders because there is no justice and leadership. Every person who seeks his own benefit has become a leader and created his own group. Various sects are engaged in trying to kill each other. In the past, if conflicts occurred between Shias and Sunnis, governments kept everything under control and tried to maintain peace. Now, governments are involved in this sectarian war. Since the past few years, the situation in Libya, Iraq and Syria has been getting worse. But now the situation in Saudi Arabia and Yemen is also deteriorating. While claiming to provide support to Yemen, Saudi Arabia has engaged in war. This situation is getting worse, and no one knows how this will end. There is grave danger that this war will expand. Non-Muslim forces are finding success in weakening Muslims as they wish. In the past, these forces attacked directly. Now, instead of launching direct attacks, they are attaining their goals by stirring up discord between Muslims and causing them to fight with each other. The Muslims' world fails to understand what these forces are doing. They do not think about what is causing this and what are the consequences. They do not even consider why there is so much mischief and disorder between those who believe in the last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of Allah the Almighty. Why is it that almost all the Muslim countries that reached the zenith of progress fell to the pits of decline? There is only one way to avoid this decline and to tread on the path of progress once again. This way is what God the Almighty has informed us, that accept His promised Messiah on whom be peace, who is to unite those who came at the end with those who came before. Instead of sectarianism, become one ummah and gather on the hand of the promised Messiah on whom be peace. May God the Almighty grant us the ability to do so. We should pray a lot about this. May Allah the Almighty grant us the ability to pray, and may He also accept them. After Friday prayers, I will lead two funeral prayers. One funeral is present. Hazur asks, has it arrived? The present funeral prayer is of respected Intisar Ahmed Ayaz Sahib, son of respected Dr. Iftikhar Ahmed Ayaz Sahib, who passed away on the 28th of March 2015 in Boston, America. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He was 50 years old. Dr. Iftikhar Ayaz Sahib writes that respected Intisar Sahib was born in Tanzania. He was the maternal grandson of Mulana Abdulatta Sahib Jalandri Khalid Ahmadid, or the Sword of Ahmadid, and he was the paternal grandson of Mukhtar Ahmad Ayaz Sahib. He was a righteous person and was regular in recitation of the Holy Quran and offering tahajjud prayers. He did his BSc in Chemical Engineering from London University, and afterwards he did his Master's in Information Technology. He was wholly obedient to the institution of the Jamaat and Khilafat. He was also appointed as the first Sadr Khudam al-Ahmadiyya of Tuvalu. In London, he was the Mu'tamid Atfal al-Ahmadiyya of the Markaz, and later on he was also a Qayyid. For a long time, he was also Secretary Finance of his local Jamaat. He was a passionate Da'i Lillah numerous bets took place through him. He was very regular in paying his chanda, and for the past 3 years, he was in USA to specialize in his field. He became extremely ill there, and the doctors gave up on him. His lungs or liver perhaps were affected. In any case, he was a good, exemplary son, brother, husband, and father. He was also careful of his son's moral training. Other than his parents and brother-in-law, amongst the family he leaves behind are his wife, Razia Sultana Sahiba, and his 9-year-old son, Afghan Ayaz. He was also a nephew of Atal Mujib Rashid Sahib. May Allah the Almighty grant him forgiveness and exalt his status, and may he grant his family patience and serenity. The second funeral prayer is in absentia. This funeral prayer is of respected Wasim Ahmed, student of Jamia Ahmadiyya Qadian, who passed away on the 25th of March 2015 as a result of drowning in the River Bias. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. After searching for 4 days and continuous efforts, his body was found upside down 2 kilometers from the location where he drowned. There were no marks on his body, it was not swelled, and there was no smell. After a post-mortem and legal formalities, his body was brought to Qadian in an ambulance. His funeral was offered there after Zohar prayers 2 days ago, and he was buried in Beheshti Maqbara. He was born on the 23rd of August, 1995. He was from the province of Telangana. He was a born Ahmadi. His grandfather, Desi Bashu Mia Sahib, was able to accept Ahmadiyya during the Khilafat of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II through Hazrat Sayyid Hassan Ahmad Sahib, a companion of the promised Messiah on whom be peace. Respected Wasim Ahmed Sahib came to Qadian for education in 2013 as a vakf, a devotee. By the grace of Allah the Almighty, he was amongst the good and intelligent boys. He was very jolly and was passionate to serve the faith. When he returned home for seasonal breaks, he was acquainted with non-Ahmadi boys. His father had passed away, and so his mother was very worried lest those boys may influence him. Upon this, Wasim Sahib told his mother that I have returned from Qadian after acquiring 1 year of education. I am propagating the message of the Jamaat to my non-Ahmadi friends. They are listening to me as they are my age group. Please pray that may Allah the Almighty enable them to accept Ahmadiyyat. The rest of the students say that whenever someone would go to wake him up for tahajjud prayers, he would already be offering tahajjud prayers. He always spoke with a smile. He left behind his mother, respected Abdul Hafiz Sahiba, who is very old and remains sick most of the time, and also 2 elder brothers. One of his brothers is a Waqf Zindagi, a life devotee, and he works as a muallim, a teacher. The deceased also leaves behind 2 sisters. May Allah the Almighty exalt the status of the deceased and grant his mother and family patience and endurance.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.